From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. There's a new element at this year's South by Southwest Festival in Austin, a gaming expo. Austin is a good place for it. The city has strong ties to the video game industry, and it's home to an estimated 7,000 independent game developers. Reporter Noah Nelson of Turnstile News and Youth Radio went in search of the indie gaming scene.
Before I go looking for the heart of Austin's indie game scene, I better define what an indie game is.
That's kind of the million-dollar question.
Brandon Boyer is the linchpin of the community and chairman of San Francisco's Independent Games Festival. Here, developers introduce popular games like Braid, which turns a classic, like Mario, on its head with puzzle challenges. They market their latest work either to AAA publishers like Microsoft and Sony, or directly to gamers. Here's how Boyer defines indie.
It's a game that's basically created without someone on top kind of making demands of the game itself. So it's one that typically is kind of truer to the creator's original vision because there wasn't like a marketing team, you know, there wasn't shareholders to please.
Boyer seeks games that break away from the military shooters and sports games that sell millions of units for big publishers. Games that emphasize discovery, odd narratives, out-of-the-box thinking. In Austin, Boyer shows those games off at Juegos Rancheros.
Next up is another like really curious little single idea game that's called 30 Second Life. It's from a guy called...
Juegos is a monthly gathering held in a pizza and beer joint just east of downtown Austin. Boyer is the master of ceremonies, leading the crowd through the month's latest indie releases. The audience even gets to play demos of games. I'm here looking for indie developer Robin Arnott. One way developers raise cash is through online crowdfunding sites like Kickstarter. Arnott is launching the Kickstarter campaign for his new project on stage tonight. It's a trippy meditation game called Sound Self that you control with your voice to create digitally generated mandala-like images.
Just come up to it and begin sustaining tones with it. All right, let's see what happens.
Arnott and his business partner Davey Weldon have invited college students and developers to their house for a party the next night. They'll show off art-driven games like Sound Self, the kind of work they want to spend their lives making. Tonight, Arnott is nervous about the upcoming party.
It could just be a disaster.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, it's not going to be, I don't think. I hope not.
Is it too late to cancel?
We have to cancel.
Arnott has chosen the indie path, but some developers find themselves on it unexpectedly. One reason the Austin indie scene keeps growing is the boom and bust cycle of game production. Layoffs at the multi-million-dollar selling AAA studios here are annual events. Developers inside those studios look to indie games for a way out. Arnie Jorgensen is the art director of indie studio Stoic. He says the indie community went into triage mode last month for newly jobless developers. They slapped together a conference in a matter of days.
We talked about things like, how do you do taxes? You know, how would you do a Kickstarter? How would you crowdfund? How do you come up with an idea?
Austin has a long tradition of making games, and every time a studio goes under, the talent sticks around. Developers come for jobs and stay for Austin's creative is cool culture. At Arnott and Weldon's party, Arnott is still a little on edge.
And of course I'm so nervous about the game because it's so weird, and I think I'm so afraid that people aren't going to get it or aren't going to like it.
But dude, you saw the crowd. Like,
yeah.
Everyone's super into it.
Online Arnott has already raised $4,000, and here at the party in Austin, the crowd is eating Sound Self up. Kids pile into the tool shed where the game is set up, laying on their backs on a pile of pillows. Which is how I wind up surrounded by a motley crew of hippies and indie gamers, chanting into a microphone.
More people.
This is what I always imagined South by Southwest would be. Music, tech, and Austin's famous weirdness brought together. I just never thought I'd find it in a tool shed. For NPR News, I'm Noah Nelson.
That story was produced by TurnstileNews.com, a project of Youth Radio.